This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Friday. It's a Meat Friday at that. The Traegers have been fired up all morning long. In case you're wondering what's on the menu, what's on the Traeger? Cheeseburger sliders, Texas ribeyes, mac and cheese. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
This is a takeoff on Scotty Scheffler's Champions Dinner at the Masters on Tuesday. Coming up, we'll head to Augusta. Brandel Chamblee will join us. Is the LIV Tour, is that still a storyline there? I thought the odds for the LIV Tour, Brooks Koepka, Patrick Reed, I thought that those were great odds to have. It's not like they forgot how to play golf. They just haven't been playing golf where we've been able to watch them. And Brooks Koepka won the LIV Tour event last week. Koepka is now at 8-under, playing great. Patrick Reed is going to be there. I thought Cam Smith, these were all long odds compared to everybody else. You know, with Rory McIlroy and Scottie Scheffler, they were probably three times the odds to win the Masters. I'm like, man, I would load up on those guys, just the LIV Tour guys. And so far, we're seeing decent weather there, but rain is coming in a couple hours. Tiger is not going to tee off for a couple hours as well, so he might run right into that inclement weather down there at Augusta. All right, 877-3DP show. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. Charles Barkley a little bit later on in the final hour of the program. Right now, looking at the basketball playoff situation in the NBA, Suns-Lakers tonight. The Suns are seven-point underdogs. And I know the Lakers have to have this, but I'm wondering if the Suns put up a good fight here, because that's a big point spread for the Lakers hosting the Suns. Warriors and the Kings, the Mavs almost done. So here's the Western Conference playoff picture. And it's supposed to appear simple here. The Clippers need to go 1-1. The Warriors have to win out to avoid being in the play-in round. Clippers can afford a loss in their final two games. One loss there because they have a one-game lead over the Lakers. They own the tiebreaker. Golden State doesn't have that luxury. They got Portland and Sacramento, and Sacramento is not going to be able to improve in the three spot. Therefore, the game doesn't mean anything to them, and Portland has basically been playing reserves the past week or so. Lakers need to beat Phoenix and Utah to be the number seven seed at worst. The Suns come to Los Angeles after a game against Denver, and they're probably going to be resting or limiting the minutes of their stars. That's kind of what's at stake here with the playoffs and the play-in game, but everything else seems to be a little more secure there with the top there with Denver and also with Memphis and Sacramento. Golden State appears to be plugged in there as well. The Dallas Mavericks are the interesting part of all of this because they make this move, and they've had, what, almost 20 games with Luka and Kyrie. Jason Kidd came out and said yesterday at a press conference, these two are made for one another. Like, are they? Because what I've watched doesn't seem like that. It's almost like we're being forced to believe that, okay, this will eventually work out. you got almost 20 games. That seems to be a good enough sample size where you go, okay, this is how this team is going to be. They may not make the playoffs. And here's Oklahoma City. They lost Chet Holmgren before the season even started. It feels like they're tanking, getting more draft picks here. And do I think they're going to be a force? Absolutely. But I didn't think it was going to, I didn't think they'd be in the play-in. The Pelicans with Zion Williamson, is Zion going to play? Remember him? Remember Zion Williamson? It's almost like you got to go, oh, that's right. Zion's in the, he's on the Pelicans. They gave an update yesterday. It didn't sound too promising that he's going to be able to play and he is going to be rehabbing here. Yes, Marv.
Maybe to not the same extent, but doesn't this feel kind of like Greg Oden, Kevin Durant-esque?
Yeah.
Where the second pick is just becoming a super-duper star?
Well, we wondered about this, that would Zion be able to stay healthy? Because it felt like his biggest opponent was going to be his body. And I think we even asked the question, would you rather have Ja Morant's future or Zion's when they first started? And I said, let me have Ja. If Ja develops an outside shot, then he's going to be unstoppable. Zion, I just figured, is he going to be hovering around 300 pounds? And can he play? And how long can you play at that weight? And having been there and watching Charles Barkley, and Charles wasn't 300 pounds. Now, he was heavy when he was at Auburn, but when he got into the NBA, he slimmed down. But can Zion play at that weight? And if so, how consistent can he be if he's going to play? Yes, Paul.
I made the mistake of watching the Sixers Heat last night, and I haven't watched a lot of Heat basketball this year. But after watching that throttling, I now believe the Heat could be a team that could take down one of the top three teams, just based off the hour of Heat basketball I watched last night. I hate when I do this because I mean, they got Butler, Adebayo, Hero. They got good players, but they've been kind of off the radar this year.
See, the problem I have is they've been a disappointment this year, and I don't expect them to all of a sudden, you know, capture the magic there. See, yes, Eden.
But they are one of those teams that everybody, they're the most dangerous team in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Nobody sees them coming.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
Mr. Jim Nance is on the line for you.
Well, hello, friends. Look at you. Making some time. Where are you right now?
I'm back at the media center, having just come back from Butler Cabin and a little walkthrough of the Green Jacket ceremony. So we're ready to roll, man. The weather, we know that's going to be iffy, but what a leaderboard we have here at the start.
Okay, explain this, that you had to do a run-through with the Green Jacket, but you've done this for decades.
It's as much a technical rehearsal as it is anything else. When you roll in pieces, you roll in the piece that shows some of the moments in the past at that moment of coronation, and you have leaderboards to go through, top 12 and ties, and of course you walk it through with the chairman, and you know, there's a low amateur that's going to be, in all likelihood, Sam Bennett's going to be a part of that movie. So we're just kind of walking through the elements, nothing too stressful.
All right, you called your 32nd and last Final Four in your hometown of Houston. How difficult was it, as the clock is ticking down because the game wasn't in doubt, of trying to kind of pick the right words to finish up?
It was tough, I got to tell you. I have to say, I was shaking a little bit, and my voice was definitely trembling, and I felt like I was about to verbally four-putt, but somehow I was able to close my eyes and go with the claw grip, and the words came out kind of the way I wanted them to. I had not had anything written out or thought through. I know that Raft, at one point, maybe 2 minutes to go in the game, tried to engage in that discussion. I just didn't feel right about it. It was a moment when UConn was celebrating on the bench, and I made some reference to this is their moment, not mine. And I thought that probably would be it. But Mark Wolf, our amazing producer, asked if I would asked Grant and Raft to say goodbye to Jimmy. And they made some nice remarks, and then I came in. Was just some thoughts, some broad thoughts about what it's been like, you know, to try to find the story and to understand that we're covering dreamers. And if you just take a little bit of time and listen to people, everyone has something to say. Everybody wants to be heard. You know, not just the social media barking noise of people that want to have a hot take on everything. I'm talking everybody. Everyone is listening right now, has their own personal story. Everybody wants to be heard. Take time to listen. and be kind. That's what I said. And he was at still 20 on the count to commercial, maybe 15. And it just struck me that it was a good time to say thank you for being my friend.
Was it always going to be Houston, or was there another scenario?
Well, actually, it wasn't going to be. Actually, in 2019, after Virginia won the championship, I started talking to Sean McManus and David Burson, and I told them that, you know, my kids are young. I've got my older daughter, Caroline, who was with me in Houston and loves the Final Four and the bonding event that has become between the two of us. But, you know, I wanted it to be on a CBS year. We alternate years when it's beamed out over CBS or Turner, and nothing against Turner. It's been a magnificent partnership, but I thought my goodbye should be on CBS. So I said, I'm thinking maybe 21 in Indy. It would mark the 30-year anniversary of my first time sitting next to Billy Packer and calling it. And lo and behold, the 20 tournament gets taken off the books. You know, it was the week before COVID really became a cancellation event across the country, and we lost the 20 tournament to COVID, a COVID casualty. So now I didn't know all those months leading up what 21 would look like. I knew it would be sparsely attended as we got closer, and it just didn't feel right. And it was during that time, as I was holed up in the Conrad Hotel with three meals a day being delivered to my door, not allowed to interact or even have a meal with Raft or Grant or Tracy, this was not the right time to go out on. I'd already made that determination a couple months in advance. But it was at that point where I looked ahead and said 23 is the next time it's on CBS, and it's in Houston, and it's just jumping off the page. And that needs to be the place. For me, I'm into contextualizing things and where something starts, something ends, beginning, middle, and an end. And it felt right to me. It felt in symmetry that I started there and I would exit the stage there. Started my career with basketball through the University of Houston basketball program. It was my gateway to the business, and I wanted to go back to Houston and make that the place to step aside. So it worked out perfectly for my purposes. I still can't believe how generous everyone was in all the goodbyes. I'm overwhelmed by it, to be honest, and I'm trying as much as I can to get my head, which is still in the building back in Houston, transported somehow here to Augusta, so I'm fully ready to go this weekend on the Masters call.
But are you on the clock for how long you're going to do the Masters?
Well, I think you might remember this, but I've often said that I've wanted to be able to broadcast 50 Masters. It was Ken Venturi,
right. Yep.
Who put that in my head when I was riding back to the compound in a golf cart driven by Mr. Venturi. In 1986, we've just watched Jack Nicklaus win that epic, historic six-green jacket, and he makes this amazing comment to me. He says, young man, how old are you? And I said, I'm 26. He says, I think someday you'll be the first to ever say they broadcast 50 Masters, but you'll never live to see a day better than that, than this, around Augusta. And right there, he didn't know it. He just set my goal. He basically gave me the game plan for my career. And I always thought, as a tribute to Ken and what's deeply in my heart, this event, I wanted to be there for 50. Ken Venturi said it to me when I was just 3.5 years out of college. So I'm making this speech, Dan, a few years later, well, actually many years later, in L.A., and Ken and Jack Whitaker introduced me, as bizarre as that sounds. They're my presenters. And I told that story about how I wanted to work 50. Later that night, we're at the Hotel Bel Air Bar, and Whitaker looks at me and says, Jimmy, I heard what you said up there about 50. I said, yes, sir. What did you think? He says, you got to do 51. I said, why? He said, you do the math on it. Your 51st Masters will be the 100th playing of the Masters. And one of the sweetest things anyone's ever said, he said, I think you need to be there for that. And I think Augusta would like to have you there for that, to be able to cross one century into the start of the second. And so now Whitaker has his fingerprints on that goal. So I adjusted. So I want to be here until at least 2036, God willing, and have a chance to do that.
Do you have a green jacket?
You mean like a windbreaker? Or
No, I mean, shouldn't they? Like an honorary?
No.
Contributions to the game or something? I mean.
Hey, I have been blessed beyond belief to be able to come here. This is my 38th, by the way, on that tally. And I still get the chill bumps every time I step foot on property for the first time. Every year I return, I just, it's better than the last. And no, I don't have a green jacket, but I'm honored to try to lend a voice to this tournament and connect all the years. You know, golf leans on history a lot, and this sport, yeah, in particular, but this place especially, is such a part of the heritage of the tournament. And that's why you often hear me, well, I'll go ahead and say it. I was going to save it for the weekend. It's a tradition unlike any other, okay? So I love history, and I love how history can be tied to any sport if you make the effort and you do the research, you take the time. I try to tie history into college basketball, and now I'll never call another basketball game. And I have so much history that's floating around in my head that has no place to go now. There's no outlet for it. So the next time we're in the same area, let's go out to dinner and just let me talk for about 4 hours about the history so I can open up some RAM space.
We're talking to Jim Nance on the call for the Masters coming up this weekend. Has your wife ever said, Jim, would you use the Masters voice around me?
No. No. No, but I do get a lot of people, I'm serious, who come up to me in the most random places. And it truly is daily. I would say there aren't many days in a year that someone doesn't ask me to say a tradition unlike any other. Most people think it's a tradition like no other. That's incorrect.
Okay.
It's unlike any other.
Any other.
Unlike.
How big of a storyline?
That's been requested.
How big of a storyline is LIV for, at least in your mind, coming up this weekend, LIV Tour players versus the PGA Tour?
I think that the Masters just, it trumps everything. It's the standalone event. It's the greatest event in golf.
Yeah.
You know, we've got Brooks Koepka in contention here, and he's out early today and has an early birdie. So he's, at the moment, as we speak, has a one-shot lead over Jason Day, who's already started his second round, and Victor Hovland and John Rahm, who are going to go in the afternoon. So Koepka's the, I'm trying to find out here, I think he's the only guy from that tour that's in the top 20 right now, and he's coming off a win last week. It's not going to be ignored, but this is a Masters tournament. This isn't about all that other stuff that's going on in the world of golf.
Yeah, I agree, and I hope that's what it is. But Brooks Koepka is playing great golf, and you can't avoid that it's LIV Tour, Cam Smith or Patrick Reed, whoever, you know, happens to right. To be there. And also,
Mickelson's couple under. He's out there this morning already making birdie or two. Yeah.
Did you keep anything from your last championship game? Did you keep anything from Houston?
Well, I was presented all kinds of wonderful gifts. The governor of Texas, Governor Abbott, presented me with a proclamation naming one of the weekend days after me. So I hope it was good to everybody in the state that day that I presided over it. Mayor Sylvester Turner in Houston gave me a proclamation on the court naming Saturday, April 1st as Jim Nance Day in Houston. And I kind of thought maybe this was an April Fool's joke. They were going to take it away from me, but it held up, I'm proud to say. I take away a ton of memories, first off. That's most important of all. But what I did is I brought things to it instead of taking. And what I brought with me were mementos, little pieces of my past that I wanted to be represented on that night. Now, I haven't talked about it. Maybe I just briefly on the court made a passing comment about it. Really hasn't. Nobody's picked up on this. Not that they should, but you asked. So my stats man and dear friend Pat McGrath passed away on literally the eve of the tournament. Tournament started in Dayton the night before. He passed away in his hotel room of a heart attack. He'd been sitting to my left for 30 years. I was always by his side, what I like to say. And he was a wonderful friend. We did hundreds of games together, and everybody that's done play-by-play worked with Pat. I wore one of his ties as a pocket square. I had a tie on, a forget-me-not tie, is in honor of my father. And then I had on the table I had three oversized pictures that represented my career. Now, I put my board on top of it, but I had, really staring back at me when I would move my board around, a picture with Billy Packer, a picture with Bob Dekus and Bob Fishman and Billy. That was my core group that did 20 of those Final Fours together. And then a picture of my current group with Tracy and Raft and Grant. And I had them all right there. And lastly, leaning up against the monitor in front of me, I had a picture of my mom and my dad on Saturday. And just a picture of my mom on Monday, which marked 6 months to the day since she passed away. And she was so excited about being able to attend one more event. She became immobile the last few years, was completely fine and all, except she, so out of nowhere, her heart gave out on her on October 3rd. And there had already been talk about the goodbye in Houston, and that would be the last event she could get to. She could manage to get her into the building. So I had all of them in a weird kind of way looking at me, and I'm looking at them. And it strengthened me, because as the weekend was going on, I was more and more fatigued and overwhelmed by all the tributes and the nice things people were saying. I just couldn't keep up with all the correspondence. I'm still trying to get back to people, but Monday morning, I felt like I was not prepared to do the game emotionally. I was teetering on the edge of great fatigue and, you know, deep emotion. Not because I'm saying goodbye, it's just the fact that I felt like I was the last link for a lot of people that had worked that tournament for nearly 40 years, and I was repping them. And I hadn't felt that weak mentally going into an event in decades. Maybe since Freddie won the Masters in 92, and I didn't know if I could hold it together then. So, somehow it came time to perform, and I felt good once the tally light came on. And I think all those people I just mentioned, I was riding their shoulders to the finish line.
Well, have fun this weekend, as always, and thanks for being a friend, Jim.
Yeah, you know, I said that, and I really meant that. Everybody has a story, and I just thought everybody that's been a part of that basketball part of my life for so long, I just wanted them to know. I sincerely mean it, and thank you for being my friend. That's how I felt. And, Dan, people don't know. They know you have a lot of guests. You've got tremendous contacts and relationships. You are a wonderful friend. Thank you, bud.
Thank you, Jim. That's Jim Nance. He'll be on the call coming up this weekend. CBS, also Golf Channel, ESPN, have coverage, wall-to-wall coverage there. We'll take a break. Brandel Chamblee will join us from Augusta. Charles Barkley in an hour from now. We're back after this. TireRack.com, can't say enough great things about it. And what I love, well, there's a lot of things to love. They have a test track. They test the tires there. They give you all this information. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. Easy-to-use tire decision guide. Personalized tire recommendations. I knew the tires that I wanted for my car. Now, ordered them. They came the next day. And I didn't get preferential treatment, although I thought I was getting star treatment. And then I go, hey, thanks for going out of your way. And then Dan at Tire Rack goes, we do that for everybody. I'm like, oh, so I didn't get preferential treatment. Mobile tire installation available in a lot of areas. They'll bring the tires to you. Home or office, install them on site. They ship fast and free, and I do mean fast, right to your location. One of over 10,000 recommended installers to help you. TireRack.com/Dan. See the Hankook test results and special offers. So TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. For some reason, we're featuring Michael McDonald today. Might be cookout music.
Oh, Michael McDonald? Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. He's up there.
At the cookout?
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, Black DP call is calling.
When are we going to do the cookout in your neighborhood? Because I'm going.
So, my parents live in the same town as Fritzy. So, we'll be there, make the drive. You're free to join.
Wherever the cookout is, I'm going. I told you that I was going to go to the cookout.
I can't wait till you come to our cul-de-sac.
Yes.
In Glastonbury.
Oh, you live in a cul-de-sac?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Are you telling me the truth?
I swear on my son.
Okay. The Premier League is on NBC and streaming on Peacock. Manchester City is facing a team trying to stay out of relegation, Southampton. That'll be 12:30 Eastern tomorrow on NBC and streaming on Peacock. Brooks Koepka is in fuego right now. 10 under right now. I think he just eagled 8. And Brandel Chamblee, Golf Channel analyst, joining us on the program. How surprised, if you are surprised, that Brooks Koepka is making some headlines?
You know, it was tough to sort of, as I was trying to make a pick for the week, it was tough to get your arms around how any of the LIV guys were playing. Because there's really no data. You know, it's hard to follow those. There's no game stories written about those events. You try to watch a little bit of it. I did. But the competition, you know, about half that field's not really world class. So it was hard to sort of guess how he was playing. But after about four or five holes yesterday, it wasn't so hard. Nobody hit their irons better than Brooks Koepka yesterday. Matter of fact, if he'd have made a putt yesterday, he'd had a four or five shot lead after yesterday's round. And then he's doing the same thing today. You know, he made some nice putts early in his round, but he just, as you just said, he just eagled the eighth to take a three shot lead. If he keeps hitting the ball the way he's hitting it right now, he could just run away and hide.
I just talked to Jim Nance. I said, what kind of storyline is the LIV Tour? What kind of storyline can it be coming up this weekend? He said, well, it's about the Masters and it'll probably stay just about the Masters. Now he's saying that as the host of CBS, but you, not afraid to give an opinion on this. How big a story would that be on Sunday if a LIV Tour player is there in the final grouping?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the Masters, it will be about the competition, but the rest of the golf world will definitely be looking at a LIV player and a PGA Tour player, and it will certainly pump up the ratings here. I mean, if it goes against, if it's Brooks Koepka coming down with John Rahm, I can't imagine a better scenario from a sports, you know, a sports wide concept. You know, the rest of the golf world would be talking about this is a referendum on LIV, whether they want to call it that or not. And this is a competition between LIV and the PGA Tour. There's just no denying that. I understand, obviously, at Augusta National, they want to keep it about the competition, and that won't come up in the telecast. I mean, if it does, it'll come up softly or peripherally or organically, but they won't dwell on it. But the rest of the golf world will certainly be paying attention to it.
I would say Rory against Koepka would be better than Rahm versus Koepka.
No doubt I would have said Rory, but Rory shot even par yesterday. He's going to have to shoot 64 to get back, 65, 64 to get back in this thing today, because it's not just how many, it's just not that he was seven back. It's the players that shot the scores in front of Rory. Yeah. There's so many good players who played great yesterday, and the course is too soft to for many of them to come back.
Well, the weather now plays a role. How big a role is weather going to be?
It's going to get windy. And one of the things I think that's more interesting, Dan, as this week plays out, is that the way the wind is going to come is going to make this golf course play harder than, you know, it's the hardest wind because it's a northeast wind, which means seven holes that work right to left will have a left to right wind. So you're going to stand on that tee, and if your predominant shot is just a fade and you're not capable of drawing it into the wind, it's going to be very difficult to hit those tee shots in the fairway, even as soft as it is. So Brooks Koepka primarily plays a fade. So does John Rahm. So, you know, you look at a Scottie Scheffler who hit the ball almost as well as those two guys and didn't make too many putts yesterday. And you figure, you know, he's comfortable working in both directions. So that's when this golf course or this tournament becomes more interesting.
What do you make of Tiger's comments where he was in constant pain yesterday? And we both know that that's not a flat course. And, yeah, you know, you could see where that could have an impact on Tiger. But it almost felt like, you know, he's ready to ride off into the sunset when it comes to playing Augusta.
Yeah, I think Fred Couples, you know, I love Fred. He just nailed it the other day. He was like, yeah, he can hit the shots, but can he get around this place? It's the hardest golf course in the world to walk if you're 25 years old and healthy. You know, Tiger swung as hard as he could off the eighth tee yesterday, and his ball speed was 169. At the Riviera, the Genesis, his tournament earlier in the year, his ball speed was 182.34. So, you know, and other players in his group, I think, I'm trying to remember who was in his group, they got their ball speed up to 181 or 182 there. So that to me spoke volumes about the kind of pain that Tiger was in. He was noticeably grimacing and hobbling. And then the shot on 18 that he had yesterday, I don't know if you saw it, but that didn't do him any favors.
No.
One leg in the bunker, his right leg in the bunker, his left leg out. And after he hit it, all the weight was on his right leg and he hopped on it for a bit. Those are the kind of things that just, you know, flat out will hobble him.
Talking to Brando Chambly, the lead analyst with Golf Channel, trying to understand Phil Mickelson's place in golf or the golf world now, where he had a chance to be Arnold Palmer. He had a chance to be the golf ambassador the rest of his career. And then as the story came out, he went to the Champions Dinner and he didn't say anything, which to me is impossible for Phil to sit there. Did anybody ask him a question? Did he just sit there and eat his meal and not say a word?
When I heard he didn't say a word, I think maybe Phil said that. I thought that's hard to believe, but other people that were in the room said it's true. He just came in there, and I think out of respect, because you know you've been around Phil, I've been around Phil. I mean, he knows a lot about a lot, and he's happy to share it.
Yes.
And look, he's entertaining. I'll give him that. But I think out of respect for Scotty, and that's a nice gesture by Phil. But to your point, if Phil hadn't gone to LIV, if he hadn't been actively recruiting players to LIV and then actively trying to, I would say, undermine the PGA Tour, I'm being kind there, where was Phil going to go? You're right. He would have ascended to a spot in the booth where he would have been unbelievable. I mean, he'd have been Tony Romo in the booth. You know, he'd have been Barkley in the booth. He would have been so good. And, you know, he'd have made a fortune doing that and a fortune everything off that. He would have ascended to Arnold Palmer. He would have been an honorary starter at Augusta National. He would have ridden off into the sunset as one of the great personalities and caretakers of this game. And it's just sad that he's torpedoed that legacy.
I was told he was going to replace Faldo. This is a couple of years ago.
You know, I've got it on, you know, I've heard that. I mean, he was the guy. He had done a little bit. I'm sure you saw him at the PGA Championship in San Francisco where he got in the booth, and he was terrific. You know, I mean, look, Phil's bright. He's talkative. He's not afraid to share his opinion. He had, I think, pretty good relationships with most everybody. He knows a lot about the golf swing. He could have been the best commentator in the history of golf. And now when you see him, he's a shell of the person that he used to be. But I mean, you know.
If I gave him a do-over, Brandel.
Yeah.
A mulligan.
Yeah.
What do you think Phil would choose?
I think he'd take it. I really do. Yeah. I think he'd take it. You know, let's say it's true that he left for a couple hundred million dollars.
So he would take it and stay on the PGA Tour? He would do it differently?
I think he'd stay on the PGA Tour.
Okay.
You know, if he did, in fact, make a couple hundred million dollars going to live, it wouldn't take you or I a minute to come up with ways he was going to make $200 million on the PGA Tour, commentating, you know, all of his endorsements. You look at him now, none of those endorsements that he had forever are present. You know, he's just got his team from Liv, and that's it, because everybody bailed on him after he talked about the atrocities and said that he could use them as leverage.
Help me understand Rory, because every time I watch him, I go, how does he not win?
You and me both. I think Augusta is not a great fit for him. You know, he's an amazing golfer. And when he's at his best, it's, you know, you think, how can anybody beat him? But Augusta has several shots. There's no matter of fact, there's really only two holes out there that don't have these types of shots where you have if you're a right-handed golfer, a right to left lie that you need to cut it on. So that's a pretty technically difficult thing to do. And to hit that the best way, you've got to be pretty upright with your golf swing, or you have to sort of come over the top of it. Rory's real deep and flat with his golf swing, and he comes underneath it. And when you're coming from the inside and you hit those hills, it shuts your face down. And so if you remember the shot he hit yesterday at 13, he drove it around the corner, and he pulled it into the bunker left of the green. He hits more of those shots because he swings deep and comes from the inside than players who swing upright and get on top of the plane. And that's Scottie Scheffler, and that's Tiger Woods, and that's Jordan Spieth, and that's Jack Nicklaus, and Arnold Palmer, and Phil Mickelson, and the rest of them. And so it's just not a great fit for Rory. And having said that, he has played some pretty good golf around here, but he's not played anywhere near as good as he plays week in and week out on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, when Rory goes left, that's when I know there's big trouble there. Right.
And he did it yesterday.
I'll leave you with this. You could have a major at Pebble, you could have Augusta, or you could have the British Open at St. Andrews. To go as a fan,
I would go to Augusta.
Okay.
I've never heard anybody go to Augusta for the Masters, come away and say anything other than it exceeded their expectations. Not that those others don't, but the experience of Augusta is it's a bucket list item for sure.
Have fun today, as always, and play
Thanks,
nice.
Dan.
Play nice. All right. That's Brandel.
<I will. laughs>
Brandel Chamblee, Golf Channel lead studio analyst, Golf Central Live from the Masters, surrounds the Masters tournament. Comprehensive studio coverage there with Rich Lerner, Steve Sands, also one of the hosts, Mike Tirico as well. We'll take a break. Your phone calls are next. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low.
You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com.
Yeah. Easing you into the weekend at 98.5.
It's kind of soothing.
Yeah. That might be my job when I'm done with this, that I'll just work for, like, Sirius XM, do 70s on 7 with J-Bo.
Dude, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
We could call over there and get you a shift.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. Although, 70s on 7, it's a little poppy. I think I need to be on...
Coffee House?
No.
That too low? That's like...
Yeah, I need a little bit more rock and roll in there.
Maybe you could get on... doesn't Lil Steven have a channel?
Yeah, but then I'd run into the problem of criticizing Bruce, throw that speedball by you.
Oh, that's right. He just took you to task.
I know he did. Do you think that he was calling me out? Because I've always said, why Springsteen say he could throw that speedball by you? Why not fastball?
You seem to be the foremost critic of
it. Yes, I think so. But I'm also the foremost critic of Hungry Heart. Everybody's got a hungry heart. Left my wife and kids. Baltimore.
Is there a Led Zeppelin channel? Maybe you can let the lead out?
Yeah. Ooh. I think classic vinyl.
That's what I was going to say, classic vinyl.
Or classic rewind.
Yep, deep tracks.
Because I'm a big Alan Hunter fan. I could do classic rewind.
Yeah, Lithium, that's not for you.
No.
First Wave, that's more my deal.
Yeah. Yacht Rock is not for me.
Oh, well.
No. No, it's not.
You're hurting my feelings right now. Yeah.
Little Christopher Cross?
No.
Sailing?
Yeah. Do you think if Christopher Cross looked like he was a handsome guy?
Oh, no.
That's just...
No, but
more
I...
More handsome.
More handsome. But didn't they have videos? Maybe he video killed the radio star.
He often credits the end of his career with the rise of music videos.
Yeah.
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 He's said that before.
Let me assure you, there's no band that was hurt more by MTV than Rush, because Rush is not pop darlings.
Certainly Geddy Lee.
Yes.
Yes.
Handsome in my book.
Of course.
By the way, Yacht Rock, it is, they say, Hall & Oates, Michael McDonald, Steely Dan, Christopher Cross, Kenny Loggins and Toto are some of their featured artists.
No, that's if it's a channel that Todd likes,
Then
I would not like
that. Those are the heavy hitters in the world of music right there.
Ted in Indiana joins us. Hi, Ted. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. Danette, 5'11", 180. With the recent conclusion of the NCAA tournament, both men and women, UConn and LSU both won by 17. With the inclusion of the women's tournament starting in 1982, that's happened three other times.
Hmm.
1983 with NC State and USC, both winning by two. 2002, Maryland and the UConn women both won by 12. And then the big one, and Marvin's going to love this one, 2004, the UConn men beat Georgia Tech, and the UConn women beat Tennessee by 9.
All right. Thank you, Ted. A little stat of the day. Yeah, you thought maybe you would get some music there, but Marvin's not giving you any stat of the day music.
Stat of the day.
A little Ron Burgundy.
Stat of the day.
Thank you, Ted. Here comes that one. Thank you, Ted. Dave in Atlanta. Hi, Dave. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Yeah, so talking about meeting celebrities. This is October, November 2001, just after September 11th. I move into Atlanta from St. Louis. I got a six-month-old son. I secure him. This is on the rental shuttle van from the airport to the car rental place.
Okay.
And I look up and I go, Newt! It's Newt Gingrich. And I said, I'm sorry, Mr. Gingrich, for calling you. And he goes, no, that's all right. You can call me Newt. And I told him, I said, well, you go see Mr. President Bush there and give him hell. And to this day, I feel responsible for the Iraq War.
Oh, I wouldn't put that on you.
I've actually read in history books.
Dave in Atlanta?
The quote was, I met a guy in Atlanta.
Newt Gingrich says, I met this guy, Dave, in Atlanta.
Yeah, Dave.
And I went back and told the president.
Yeah. He doesn't give the name, but he says, I met D.
Oh,
Just to protect people.
Okay. Dave in Atlanta.
I've seen that in his memoir.
Yeah.
Like the Aaron Burr incident.
Sam in St. Louis. Hi, Sam. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, 5'11", 204 pounds, and a part of the Dead Dad Club.
All right. Welcome.
Yeah, I was calling. I actually agree with Fritzy that golf tournaments really aren't that great. I was at the 2018 PGA Championship with Brooks and Tiger and the Hunt, and I was pretty miserable the whole time. Can't really see much, and it was kind of a circus. So I don't think I'll be going back to another golf tournament.
Well, go to Augusta or just hang with Fritzy.
Be miserable.
Yeah.
And I never said going to a golf event or being by a golf course was miserable. I'm just saying that could Augusta be quite as amazing, a life-changing experience
as
described?
It's hard to go to a tournament and watch golf because it's hard to see. But if you go to like Pebble Beach or St. Andrews, stay on one hole and find a spot where you can watch all the golfers come through. It's not the best place to go to watch golf because you're only there to watch whoever comes through, as opposed to watching on TV. But if you go to the Masters, there's a whole lot more than just watching the golf. But there are great vantage points to be able to watch. It's not for everybody. And I'm not telling everybody to go. I'm just saying it could be on your bucket list to go there. Go on a Tuesday during Masters week. And just let me know how the experience is. Yes, Paul.
I would like to know what is on Fritzy's bucket list, because he hasn't...
By the way, I thought the question to Jim Nance, does your wife ever say, would you use the Augusta voice?
Great question. We all loved it.
Yeah, I thought, you know. And then he said, no. I'm like, come on.
It was a little personal, it felt.
Okay, but he just called me a friend.
Yeah.
I thought, we're friends. I should be able to ask you.
What if he had answered in detail and the answer was yes? And then they spent the next 8 minutes describing.
Incredible, yes. That would have been.
Yeah. And then I walk in, and then my wife says, say hello, friends.
What?
I'm going to throw it out to 16. Oh,
maniac.
Late in the week. Charles Barkley will join us final hour coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.